is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting at all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and wrong. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome to it, my friends. It is Monday, and it's going to be a busy week, to say the least. We've got so much to cover this week. I have to keep your... Super Tuesday tomorrow, of course. Super Tuesday. We have primaries in numerous states tomorrow, including Texas. It's the one chance for Ted Cruz to hang on and survive. So I'm trying to figure out here what I missed, because I'm a little confused. I am completely confused because I heard something, and now we have to revisit it. On Friday, I was listening to a little presser with Donald Trump, right? And when I listened to it, he was asked by a reporter about David Duke. David Duke, the Louisiana Republican politician, who was also the former leader of the Ku Klux Klan. And apparently, somebody's alleging that David Duke has endorsed Donald Trump. And he said, I don't know anything about it. I disavow it, okay? I watched him shoot it down immediately. And yet this story somehow got legs. And people like Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz are accusing Donald Trump of not disavowing the Ku Klux Klan. I'm like, I watched it happen. I'm confused. So we need to go to the tape of a follow-up during an interview with Jake Tapper on CNN. Trump was asked about it again. I mean, this was on Friday, so on Sunday he's asked about it again by Jake Tapper because the Anti-Defamation League is calling for the candidate to disavow support from David Duke, which I heard him do on Friday. I'm a little confused. Let's go to that tape. It's clip 5. Clip 5, let's go and see what Donald Trump is doing about disavowing alleged support from David Duke. Go.
I want to ask you about the Anti-Defamation League, which this week called on you to publicly condemn unequivocally the racism of former KKK Grand Wizard David Duke, who recently said that voting against you at this point would be treason to your heritage. Will you unequivocally condemn David Duke and say that you don't want his vote or that of other white supremacists in this election?
Well, just so you understand, I don't know anything about David Duke, okay? I don't know anything about what you're even talking about with white supremacy or white supremacists. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Did he endorse me or what's going on? Because, you know, I know nothing about David Duke. I know nothing about white supremacists. And so you're asking me a question that I'm supposed to be talking about people that I know nothing about.
But I guess the question from the Anti-Defamation League is, even if you don't know about their endorsement, there are these groups and individuals endorsing you. Would you just say unequivocally you condemn them and you don't want their support?
Well, I have to look at the group. I mean, I don't know what group you're talking about. You wouldn't want me to condemn a group that I know nothing about. I have to look. If you would send me a list of the groups, I will do research on them. And certainly I would disavow if I thought there was something wrong. But you may have groups in there that are totally fine and it would be very unfair. So give me a list of the groups and I'll let you know.
Okay. I mean, I'm just talking about David Duke and the Ku Klux Klan here, but...
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know David Duke. I don't believe I've ever met him. I'm pretty sure I didn't meet him, and I just don't know anything about him.
Okay, so he didn't flat out disavow it there, but he doesn't, you know, you can accept that or not. But my concern is that how desperate are the established Republicans to rid themselves of the idea of Donald Trump and the idea that he could soon be the party's nominee for president? I mean, trying to link him to the Ku Klux Klan is such a desperate, nakedly desperate move to me. I mean, what's going on when adults actually grab a hold of a nonsensical notion about a discredited Klansman that hasn't even been in the news for, what, 25 years? Who cares what David Duke does? I mean, this is the best you've got? Again, I watched this during a press event last Friday, and Trump said, I disavow it, okay? That was Friday. That should have been the end of it for me. But it seems to me the media, including CNN, are in on the fix as well after listening to that. Hammered. Hammered by you know, Jake Tapper there. I don't know anything about David Duke, he said. Fair enough. And I'm not a Donald Trump apologist or anything of that nature. It just seems to me pure foolishness. Apparently that wasn't good enough, by the way, to put this to an end. Both Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz and their respective campaigns would like to keep this idea alive as long as possible heading into Super Tuesday tomorrow. My immediate question is, what does it say about those two? If you're going to peddle this idea that Donald Trump was somehow in bed with the Ku Klux Klan, really? An organization that, you know, pretty well died in this country for the most part more than 40 years ago. And you're trying to make this link, that's how desperate you are. Let's start with Cruz, whose campaign has been under fire in recent weeks for a series of ethically questionable decisions. The Texas senator tweeted out, really sad at Real Donald Trump, you're better than this. We should all agree racism is wrong. KKK is abhorrent. Not to be outdone, Florida Senator Marco Rubio continued the full frontal and unabashedly dishonest attacks, telling an audience that Trump had refused to repudiate David Duke and the Klan, which is not true. I watched it with my own eyes. It didn't matter. Rubio went on, we cannot be a party that nominates someone who refuses to condemn white supremacists and the Ku Klux Klan. Not only is it wrong, it makes him unelectable, said Rubio. Is this how far we've gone down into not the rabbit hole, but how about the sewer hole? I would suggest that Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio are lying and they know it. I saw the event on Friday. Ivy saw the event on Friday. It wasn't even close. He said, I disavow it, okay? That should have been the end of it. He doesn't know who the guy is. He doesn't care. And yet, the establishment is so worried about Donald Trump upending their apple cart, which is more like a cash cart because it's full of money for all of them, between big government, big business, big banks, big everybody. It seems to me they're just afraid of him upsetting the apple cart. It's the kind of straightforward Washington insider lying that makes so many Americans flat out enraged. It's the kind of business as usual BS that I think will keep pushing Trump to the front of the Republican field. If this is really the best they've got to fight back, they've got nothing. And I look at that and I say, no wonder people are looking to outsiders this year in the election. I mean, seriously. That's what you've got. Meanwhile, some big endorsements for Donald Trump. We'll talk about that after the break. Plus, of course, tomorrow's Super Tuesday. Hillary Clinton coming off a huge win in South Carolina of something like 50 points. Now we'll talk about what we've got on tap for today. Big show today, big week ahead. We'll talk racism, by the way, with Lisa Durden here a little bit later in the program. She's the one that told us on the last time she was on that Abraham Lincoln owned slaves. Hey, only the best for you, my friends. It's Monday on the Steve Gruber Show.